Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Westside Visions on blogtalkradio.com. I am Brother Tony Bullock with my co-host, Sister Eileen Reed. Sister Reed, are you there?
I am here, Brother Bullock. How are you feeling today?
Well, I tell you, today has, it's been a good day, but it has also been an enlightening day. I had to sit back and take stock of some things and finally kind of like pull some things together, and kind of proud of myself for making an appointment that I know I needed to make. And yeah.
Okay.
Time to get some things taken care of.
Well, that's always a good thing.
And Sister Reed, how's it been for you today?
You know, Brother Bullock, I'm going to be real honest with you and all of our listeners. I have been up. This is Pacific Standard Time, y'all. I've been up since 3:30 this morning. And I'm one of those folks that suffers from insomnia from time to time. And a lot of times, you know, I can fall asleep, but I can't stay asleep. And so, but it's funny because I've been so busy, I haven't had time to feel tired today. But I am absolutely positively ready to do this show, to do our show and talk about it, because insomnia is sometimes part of some of the things that we're going to talk about today.
Yes, indeed it is. And it's funny you mention that, because, you know, you and I both go down that path a lot. And if it ain't insomnia, it's what I call those little, you know, you're back, you're down another 15, you're back up. So, yeah, I definitely understand what you went through. But today, after talking with some folks and I made an appointment to do some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight, like you said.
Okay.
And when it comes to our mental health, sometimes things happen in our lives to the point to where we kind of put up a shield, or we put up a blocker, or we don't even know that we're going through it because we're not paying attention to it, because we're so focused on another issue happening in our lives that we run right into it.
Yeah, you're right, because some things that happen to us, that has nothing to do with gender. It has nothing to do with race or economic status. It can happen to anybody at any age. And
you are,
it can be
correct.
Yeah, it's. But I'm glad that we're going to talk about it tonight. I have been watching the Talking Heads, switching gears here a little bit, and you know, apparently the things that are going on in our country are historic, and it's so easy to get caught up in this history making, you know, charges against 45 and all this. But for everyday people, as you call them, and I know you call people everyday people, some of us are dealing with other stuff that is just as important, you know. And so I'm glad we're doing this show. It was brilliant.
Yes,
you came up
with
the topic today.
Because it's real easy for people to get caught up, and I made it my business today not to tune in to any of the talking heads because I did not want to be.
Good deal.
Out of my realm when it came.
Okay. You're kind of breaking up, Dr. Tony, but I'm gonna follow you.
Saying, I didn't.
Okay, now I can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, no problem.
Okay, I can hear you now, but you were breaking up. So there was a big chunk of some things that I did not hear, but I can hear you. Like right now, if you're talking,
okay.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I haven't said anything.
Okay, well, there you go. I told you I've been up since 3 o'clock. dear listeners, please forgive me. All right. So I'm going to follow your lead. Where do we want to start with this subject today?
Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. All right, so tell you what, Sister Reed, let's just jump off at the top. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here in what we call America today, the post-traumatic distress order wasn't really added to medical conditions books until the 1980s. And believe it or not, it can affect over 3.7% of the adult population in any given year. And like you said, it does not discriminate. Anyone can be a victim of PTSD. Anyone who has witnessed a violent crime, a life-threatening situation, survivors of violence, things of this nature, car accidents, whatever trauma brings an issue into your life. A lot of people like to think PTSD is only connected to folks in the military and those who have been.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. Everyday people go through PTSD. Because there's always something going on.
Right, that's right. Wow.
You know, the unexpected death of a friend or a family member or, you know, even our emergency responders, the police, EMTs, firemen, they all go through this.
That's right. And, you know, I'm glad we're talking about this because I know that a lot of people think it's only related to the military, and I'm so glad that you brought up, you know, first responders and things like that. And when people think about it, I mean, think about the high alcoholism rates with the people that you just described, Brother Tony, high drug usage, you know, so, and if you got those things, the alcoholism and the drugs, then you sometimes will have domestic violence. Sometimes you will have other things going on. And so it's sort of a cascading effect when you think about it based on just the occupations, you know, that you outline. But by the same token, everyday people, car accident, you know, a young child witnessing domestic violence in the home or being a victim of domestic violence. What happens to a child who has had prolonged exposure to domestic violence? I mean, you know something, right before the show, I saw an ad about pets who are in domestic violence households. So when the abused person moves and they need to take their pet with them, there needs to be accommodation for both the person and the pet. And I'm thinking, you know, the light bulb went on, and I said, you know what? I had never thought about that. And I was ashamed of myself because, you know, I love dogs. I love cats. You love all animals. I'm not quite there yet. But I never thought about it like that. Tony,
oh, yeah.
I really had not. Gave me something
pets,
new to think about.
Pets go through the same. Pets go through this too. If you ever noticed a pet or you ever met an animal, and I know I have met dogs who will come up to you and they're wagging their tail, but they're wagging in a certain way and they're kind of looking down with their ears down. And you have to reassure them, hey, you cool, you all right, and then they perk up. That means that particular pet has been through something.
Right. There you go. You know, you were the one who really hit me to being hyper, I don't want to say hypervigilant, but a dog that was hypervigilant. I don't know if you remember the Friends of Freedom School session where the people from down the street came to get some produce.
Yeah.
And the dog came with them. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And
I
the dog
that.
Was being hypervigilant, and I was like, you were telling me, boom, 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 this is what the dog is doing. And listeners, I'm saying all this to say that animals go through the same things we go through. I wasn't kept to this vibe, but Brother Tony was. Okay. And I appreciated him sharing that information with me because I'm just like, you know, one of them dumb, you know, pet people like, doo-doo-doo-doo. I love them. You're so cute. And what he's looking at it through the lens of the dog is having emotions. The dog is watching the children to make sure the children are safe. Okay, I'm keeping my eye. Okay, here they come. They're going home now. And it just things are not always what they seem. The dog had a job to do and it did it. And I'm not saying the dogs have PTSD. I'm saying that pets are connected to have emotions and are connected to the job that they serve in a family.
Yes, they
so,
are. And if you remember that day, did you notice how that dog, especially when that little one was moving around, make sure
I do.
Yep.
And he didn't come in the gate. I remember that. He stayed close to the gate when the kids were in there, and I guess he thought they were in there.
Gate.
He ran and back out.
Yeah.
He never, they were never out of his sight.
But yes, our friends and family with fur pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, they do. They really do. They really do. So when you were saying that we were going to do this show, you know, we both always do our research, but I'm glad that you're taking the lead on this because, you know, you've been in the military, so you've seen and done things that I haven't seen or done, and maybe our listeners have or have not seen or done. But I will share this with the listeners. You already know this. I was diagnosed with PTSD about a year ago, and I had no idea. I mean, you know, apparently there's a checklist that you check off, and I had I had four of the checkoffs, you know, for PTSD, and I was like, really? So, you know, Brother Tony, so I'm asking myself, out of all the years that I've been alive, I'm 65, y'all, out of all the years that I've been alive, none of my doctors talked to me about this. None of my doctors came up with this. And this is somebody who has been to therapy because I'm a domestic violence survivor from childhood, not sexual, but verbal and physical. And so I'm thinking, okay, so my therapist never told me I've got PTSD. Was I supposed to just assume that I had it? So anyway, Brother Tony, that being said, I'm getting educated about PTSD. So like I said, I'm following your lead on this tonight.
Okay. And let me put this out there right quick. There are tests that you can take online for those of you who feel like you may be going through some things. You can go to www.mhascreening.org. You can hit the chat line at 988lifeline.org. You can also dial 741-741. That's a text line.
Okay.
These work nationwide.
Okay.
And that's
excellent information. Yes.
These work nationwide, and you can get the assistance you need. Veterans, you know that we can call the Veterans Helpline through our health net. And there are people there 24/7, 7 days a week, twice on Sundays, willing to talk to you. I know because I spoke with someone today. And we all need to reach out when we have one of those moments.
Yes.
I know
absolutely.
For the majority of us, we have been taught to keep it in, keep it bottled up. Your problems are your problems. Don't talk to nobody. But sometimes it helps to hear an outside voice. And
yes, it does.
It does not help to seek help. That's the only way you're going to get yourself better.
That's true. You're absolutely right, Brother Tony. And one of the things during my research on this subject tonight, and it was something that you and I talked about previously, I did not know that there was something called complex PTSD. I didn't know. And as you were saying at the top of the show, that PTSD wasn't even recognized as a diagnosis until the 80s. Well, okay, so now we've got complex PTSD. And, you know, I've got a list of things that for people who have been diagnosed with complex PTSD that you should not do, and then I've got a list of 10 things that you should say to somebody with PTSD.
And so,
Sister
Reed, why don't you go ahead and hit them with that? Let them put it out there to them.
Okay. Okay, now I'm saying it to you all the same way that it was put to me in my research, and it says 10 things not to say to somebody who has complex PTSD. You don't want to say, it wasn't that bad, was it? That's number one. It wasn't that bad, was it? Number two, that happened in the past. Why are you still upset? Let me repeat that. That happened in the past. Why are you still upset? Number three, this is one of my favorites. Calm down. You don't say that to somebody that's complex PTSD. Calm down. The next one, you're overreacting. It's been years now. Get over it. You're overreacting. It's been years now. Get over it.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's the next one. You're too much right now. You're too much. You're too much right now. The next one is, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Number nine, I don't believe anything you're saying. You don't want to say that to somebody that's got complex PTSD. And finally, number 10 of things you don't want to say, you are crazy. You are just dramatic. You are crazy. You're dramatic.
Exactly.
Now I'm going to give you the things that the research says that you want to say to somebody who has complex PTSD. You want to say, I hear you. I'm listening. You want to say, I hear you. I'm listening. Number two, it's not your fault what happened to you. Let me repeat that. It's not your fault what happened to you. Number three, your feelings matter to me. You are important to me. And the next one, what would help you right now as you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious? Should we make a list? Do you want to brainstorm what we can do together if something happens? You want to slow down and do some breathing exercises? Do you want to take a break? Tell me what will help you right now as you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious. The next one, I'm not sure what to say right now. Can I just sit here next to you and just be here for you? I'm going to repeat that one. I'm not sure what to say right now, but can I just sit next to you and just be here for you? Number eight, would you like to tell me more? No pressure. I'm just here to listen. These are things you want to say to somebody. Number nine, I'm here for you. You are not alone. Number nine, I'm here for you. You are not alone. And finally, number 10, a thing you want to say to somebody with complex PTSD, there is nothing wrong with you. You are not crazy. Let me repeat number 10, y'all. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not crazy. So, Brother Tony, the research shows, I'm sorry, everybody. I missed one. You have been through a lot. I know it's not my fault, but I'm sorry. I know you've been through a lot. I know it's not my fault, but I'm sorry. So we also have some goals here. So Brother Tony, if you want to interject anything, I'll hold off on what the goals are.
I was just going to say on the list that you just read off, one of the main things that stand out to me is just empathy, because a lot of people seem to miss that part. You don't always have to have the right thing to say, but empathy really goes a long way.
There you go. It really does.
Just being there and being you really don't have to stay there and just be a nurturing force. Just sit there with that person.
Just sit there. And how hard is that to just sit there with somebody? Maybe the person doesn't want to talk. Maybe they just need somebody to sit there with them. And I'm saying, listeners, I'm saying to you that if you don't have somebody to sit there with you, you can journal. I journal a lot. I journal when I need to. Some people call it keeping a diary. You can call it whatever you want, whatever works for you. But it does help. And not only does it help with PTSD, it helps with depression. It helps with anxiety. So Brother Tony is right. It's all about being empathetic. So, but I do have a list, a very short list of things, of what the goal is if you're dealing with complex PTSD. But Brother Tony, did you have something else that you wanted to add?
Go right ahead and tell them what the goals are.
The goal is this. It's to validate hearing some kernel of truth in what and why you're saying not necessarily agreeing with the person, just validating that you hear them. You hear what they're saying. That's the first one, to validate. The goal is to validate. The goal is to active listening. Listening to understand, not to interrupt. And I'm going to be honest, y'all, I am an interrupter. I try to control myself. I really do. But it's important to do active listening. Pardon me. The goal is to foster connection, to let them know that they're not alone. The empathy part, Brother Tony, that you were talking about. The goal is to be authentic. The goal is to be present and attuned. And that is where we're at. And I've got notes here myself, and I'm just going to put them out there. Effects, what are the effects of depression? What are the effects of bipolar? What are the effects of schizophrenia? You know, some people are older than what I am now, and they're dealing with onset dementia. They're dealing with sundowners. They're dealing with different things that are mental health issues. And I'm saying to everybody who's listening, and if you want to call in, please do. Having mental illness is not, it should not be a taboo. That's what I'm trying to say. And
no,
if you all
it should
want
not.
To call in, if you all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3043. Once again, the call-in number is 563-999-3043. Brother Tony?
Yes, and I know that statement you just made about it being a taboo. In our community, it truly is, because from the time you were old enough to know better, you know you heard these words. What happens inside these walls stays inside these walls. Nobody needs to know what the business of this household is outside these doors.
That's right.
And as we grow older into adulthood, a lot of that still sticks in your mind. You could be having a major problem, but you have been taught not to tell nobody, because that's your problem and you got to figure it out.
Right.
Now, you may sit down with a friend or two and y'all may talk about it over a drink, and or you may go to church and speak to an elder, your pastor, or a deacon, church mother, and that's the end of it. But do not fall into that trap. It is time to seek help, because it just may heal some wounds that you are still walking around with that you should have gotten taken care of many moons ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A closed mouth is not going to get fed, and wounds can't heal if you don't, you know, air them. That you've got to give yourself a chance to heal. And please understand, listeners, that you are worth it. You are worth it. You are worthy just because God made you. And I'm not going to get all churchy, but God don't make junk. He doesn't. And he loves you just the way you are. And if people have a problem with that, well, then that's on them. How do we know that what we go through is not a lesson for somebody else? And this, and Brother Tony, this is one of the reasons why, and I've shared this with you before, this is one of the reasons why for many years I didn't talk about domestic violence that happened in my home. I had a two-parent home. I had two older sisters. I'm the youngest of three daughters. I had a construction worker father and a seamstress mother. church-going folk. They met in church. But my mom always said, you know, loose lips sink ships. Mind your business.
Exactly.
Don't be telling, putting your business out in the street, on and on and on. And I understand that. My parents were married for 38 years, and my father was not abusive to my mother until she started having kids, and then it was on. And I'm saying all this to say, listeners, that domestic violence does not help anybody. It doesn't help the abuser. It does not help the people who are being abused. And it definitely does not help the children who often suffer the abuse as well as the spouse or the girlfriend. Don't get it twisted. It's never a good thing. Talk about it. Talk about it to your coworkers. If you need to talk about, if you're a young person and you're experiencing domestic violence in your home, tell a teacher, tell a mandated reporter, tell the principal, tell a counselor, tell a nurse, because you deserve better and you're worth it. Don't let anybody tell you different.
And that statement you just made, tell someone. It is time out, and you know, like I know, back in the day, there were adults who knew things were going on, but in their frame of mind was, well, you know, that ain't my business to get into. You know, I'm trying to stay friends with so-and-so and so-and-so. No. And a lot of people had homes ruined behind this very, very bad thing.
That's true.
Guys, you talk about PTSD and you talk about mental health, but what are the symptoms? I wish I could honestly tell you that the symptoms were in black and white. They are not.
Tell it.
You could have a flashback of something that happened 10, 15 years ago, and it puts you into a bad state of mind. You could think back to something somebody said to you and carry that with you for the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
It does not hurt to seek help. You've got to do it. And you got to stop letting people tell you, somebody, you weak. No, you're not. In fact, you're taking a very strong step to making yourself better.
That part right there, Brother Tony, and symptoms can sneak up on you. You could pass by a street vendor cooking something. Somebody could pass by with a certain perfume. You could have a dream, or in some cases, a nightmare.
Yes.
And these are all triggers and symptoms of PTSD. I mean, you could witness a traffic accident, and that could trigger. So, I mean, Brother Tony is absolutely right, but you got to seek healing. And I'm not going to say I'm on a mission, Brother Tony. I really won't. But you know, I've shared with you the fact that for so many years I didn't talk about it. I have friends that we went to high school with that said, Aileen, I didn't know that was going on at your house. Well, of course not, because I didn't talk about it, because I wasn't supposed to talk about it, because I was raised not to talk about it. But I talk about it now because I don't know who I might help on a one-to-one level. That's everyday people like me. Because a lot of people, my sisters and I used to call ourselves the walking wounded. And, you know, for those of you who know what zombies look like, well, we didn't have, you know, decomposing flesh or anything like that, but we had a lot of scars. And I used to do a lot of performance poetry when I was in my 30s and in my 40s. And one of the poems I wrote, I talked about the walking wounded. And Brother Tony, you can relate to the image I'm about to put out there. You've seen a battlefield after the battle.
Oh, yeah.
My sisters and I were the battlefield after the battle that my parents didn't have. Yeah. And we walked around with those scars. So, anyway. It's important what we're talking about.
It is important. And, you know, I know people are used to us getting on here and talking about our world and what's going on in it and the things that affect our culture. Well, this here affects our culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to always just be about what we have to do to stand up as people, because in all honesty, this is something that you have to do to stand up as people.
Tell it. That part right there, what you just said.
Because, see, if your shell is broken, that means the inside is going to get damaged also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, say that part again, Tony. Please.
If your shell is broken, that means the inside is going to get damaged too. And damage to your mental health is not easily repairable. That's why you talk to folks. That's why you go seek help. A lot of people think, well, you know, I'll just self-medicate. I'll go smoke this. I'll drink this. I'll go gamble here. I'll go sex here. I'll go,
come on,
you know, put myself, I'll go out here and do something risky. I'll get my adrenaline up. I'll go out here and run with the bulls.
That's right.
That's cool, but at the end of the day, when you sit down and reflect on what went on and you look back in that mirror at that person looking back at you, you have got to fix your quote-unquote flat tire, because the car of your life can't drive on a bad tire.
That's right. That donut only going to work for so long.
Only works for so long.
You know, when you change it, that donut is only going to work for so long. You're right. When you're right, you're right. You're absolutely right, Brother Tony. And, you know, and the reason that we're talking about this, y'all, because in our culture, people, you know, you'll have family members who tell you, ain't nothing wrong with you, just go get something to eat. You know? Go crank up your music or something. Go clean something. You'll feel better. Well,
exactly.
It's not that easy. There are no quick fixes to the things that we're talking about. And I don't know, and Brother Tony, you can help me out with this. I don't know that there is necessarily a cure for PTSD. There probably is, and people probably, maybe it goes into remission. Maybe it clears up completely. But if it's anything like depression is chronic for some people.
Yes.
Now, some people, it'll clear up and you'll never have another episode. But for some people, it's chronic, and it has to be managed, just like anything else in your life, like diabetes. Has to be managed for those who may have
it. And that's what it is with PTSD. It never clears up, but it's manageable.
Okay.
This is why you seek help and you talk to folks. I mean, it's funny you were talking about, you know, people going clean up. Well, my daughter's mother, I can always tell when something is bothering her. You in the middle of cleaning, so I'm ain't you. And she'd be like, you know me so well. I'm like, okay, put that mop bucket down, sit down, let's talk about it.
I'd be about best cleaning when I'm stressed. Yeah.
I can always tell because you'll call me, you'll get quiet, and I know what you're doing. I say, I can tell you now that the entire house smells like Clorox and Pine Sol. And she'll start laughing. She'll start laughing just like you did. And then she'll go, yep, I needed that. Yeah, you do. Because there's nothing that we can't talk about and nothing that we can't fix.
Yeah. Right.
But see, you have to understand for some people, life can be overwhelming at times. And again, and speaking for our people, we as Black folks have been taught, don't talk about it, yeah, except unless you talk about it with this person, that person, another person. Don't talk to nobody outside because they don't need to know your business.
That's right.
But again, there comes a time and point when you have got to get it out there.
That's right. You do. You really do. And well, I know we keep saying the same thing over and over again, listeners. We're saying it because it's so easy to talk yourself out of getting help. I'm saying that because I have alcoholism on both sides of my family, my mom's family and my dad's family. My parents were not alcoholics. But look at all the other stuff that was going on in my house. You know? My father was a big bad wolf. When I was a toddler, when I was 3, 4, 5, when I was 2, 3, and 4, and I heard my dad's footfall on the back steps and he's coming in the house, my blood used to run cold because I already knew what was going to happen. If my mom was at work, or he was off shopping and it was just me and my sisters here at the house, and he's off work because, you know, he's construction and he is seasonal, we already knew what was going to happen. And yes, listeners, my mother did leave him from time to time, but he always talked his way back to me. And if you will check out what domestic violence entails, you'll understand that's part of a pattern. And so I say to you, as Brother Tony has said to you, I say to you, help yourself. Get help. Talk about it. Don't sit in your pain and marinate. You have got to understand you are worthy. You are enough.
And for our younger people, for our younger people, don't think because you don't trust me, there are people out there that will, but you have to take the first step. You know that something ain't right. Don't be afraid of getting in trouble.
Don't be afraid.
Speak out and get yourself some help, because a lot of times this can easily go from bad to worse. And I'm not trying to scare anybody, and I'm not trying to put a jacket on anyone, but I'm just being honest, because we've seen it happen. One of the centers we have in our city, the Marvin Nation Center, people say what they want, but PTSD and abuse came into play in that situation.
Hello. Thank you, Brother Tony. It sure did.
Which is why we have a place called Marjorie Mason.
Yes.
You cannot.
Yes, and Marjorie, it was terrible. I can't even. Okay, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I just, oh,
yeah,
Marjorie.
Yeah, and but see, like Sister Reed says, she's an interrupter, but I understand why she interrupted on this, because Sister Reed and I, high school buddies, been together forever. We go together like a hand in the glove. We were both in junior high when in high school when this happened.
We were.
And didn't happen too far from where we were. But the thing about that is you got to talk about situations. You got to talk about problems you are having. You must get it out in the open.
Yep.
If you don't, it could lead to something very dangerous.
the way Marjorie died, and she tried to help herself, to help her, but it just so happened that her abuser slash murderer was in law enforcement, and they covered for him.
Yeah, they did. Unfortunately, they did. But, you know, again, you know, we're seek help, people, please.
Seek help. Marjorie Mason was a black woman, for those of you who didn't know. She was African-American, and so was her abuser slash murderer.
You know, the thing, again, you know, PTSD, complex PTSD, all of these are tied into mental illness. And like Sister Reeve said, one can lead to another, because PTSD can lead to depression.
Yep.
Can push you down a path to doing all these different things. But as we love to say in our neighborhood, closed mouths don't get fed.
That's right.
You have got to seek that help. And
yes.
I'll just tell anybody, you know, me being in the military, I watch guys in the military who wanted to play that quote-unquote John Wayne role. We don't need to talk to nobody. We tough. I can tell you honestly, every time we had an action that led to gunfire and people shooting at you and bombs being dropped, when we got back to the base, I went and found somebody to talk to, because I knew what my job was in the military, but I am also the kind that will hold a lot of guilt about stuff that, yeah, even though I'm a soldier, and yeah, you know, if I shoot somebody, that's part of my job, but I will still carry that guilt with me.
Right.
I'm taking a life. And regardless of how it happens, it happens. And that guilt stays with you for a lifetime. You just learn to live with it and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to someone, yes, indeed.
Yes.
So, again, people,
please do.
When it comes to PTSD, complex PTSD, I'm going to give you these sites again, www.mhascreening.org, 988lifeline.org. There's also another chat line, a text line, 741-741. You can also dial 988, and then I think after that you press 1 when it comes on the line. That's a 24/7, 7-day-a-week thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to reach out, people.
Please don't.
Don't let no one tell you. Don't let no one tell you you're being a punk. Don't let no one tell you you weak. Don't let no one tell you you done copped out. No, you haven't.
No, you have to advocate for yourself. Know your self-worth. There are people who care about you, and by doing that, you never know. You might encounter somebody like I have in my life that you need to talk to about this, and they need to talk to you. So ultimately, you might be saving somebody else's life just by talking to them about it. You know, it happens. It happens. In this go-go, rush-rush world, sometimes we forget. You know, social media can't do that face-to-face, one-on-one with people. Sometimes you need human contact. Sometimes you need face-to-face time with people. Video chatting is cool too, but listen to what Brother Tony is saying about these numbers and reaching out, because you're worth it. You are enough just the way you are. You do not have to stay in pain. Maybe it won't go away completely, and I'm talking from personal experience, but at least you can minimize it. You can, how did Brother Tony put it? It's manageable. it's manageable. I don't think any less. In fact, I think I'm a brave person, and I and people who know me know I'm a very humble person. When I was in, I didn't say anything for. I was so quiet. I never said anything in school really, unless I was answering a question or I had a question. I didn't think I was worth it. I mean, I must not have been, because one of the people that should have loved me unconditionally was mean to me, told me I was worthless. And I remember distinctly having a friend, different culture. This person was Latina. She said, "Aileen, never tell anybody the story you just told me about your dad." Obviously, y'all, I didn't listen to her. But I said, well, she says, "You should never say that to anybody." But the thing is that I've helped people because somebody had to help me. And so, Brother Tony, I don't know. I've left it all on the floor tonight. I don't know what else I could possibly add to this discussion.
And I
want to
thank you. I want to thank you for. I want to thank you for putting a lot of your personal situation out there, because you didn't have to.
Well, you know
you really
why I
did
do
not
it.
Have to, but I know why you do it. And I think tonight's show was a great one. I hope for those of you who listen and for those of you who download, I hope that you get something out of this. And hopefully you can find the help some of you may be looking for but don't know that you are.
That's
because,
right.
Again, each journey starts with that first step, and your first step to healing will start with that first step. You got to take it. So, Sister Reed, we're not going to belabor the point. We're going to shut it down, and I think we did a good thing tonight.
I hope so, because everything we said, you know, we meant. And I hope y'all listeners will forgive me for maybe oversharing, but I don't know anybody else's story as well as I know my own. So I'll just say that.
Exactly, my sister. Exactly. And to thine own self, you must be true. And you have done that. You have done that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Hey.
Well. Is it about that time?
We do what we do, and we do what we do, and we do it because we ain't got nothing but love.
That's right, and that
don't
is.
Don't y'all get caught up in that thing about it being about color. We care about everybody.
Everybody.
We love everybody.
Everybody.
So, yes, indeed. So,
well,
Sister Reed,
okay.
For the first time
it's
in a long time, we're going to call it a night. And, yeah, we had this show tonight.
Okay.
We put it out there. I'm proud of us.
I'm tired. I don't know about you. But
yeah, I know
so
you're so you.
Right. We must have done something right. So
we must have
I'm
going
to say
right,
to all,
so.
All of our listeners, all of our wonderful listeners, what I always say, it's about a mindset, y'all. So please, please, please stay black until we get back with you. Brother Tony.
Yes, indeed. Like I always say, each one, reach one, teach one. Those of you proficient with your arms, take your folks to the range, get them trained up, get them licensed. Start a neighborhood watch, start a cop watch. Watch the people who are watching us. Mental health is important, people. PTSD, complex PTSD, depression, whatever you're going through. It is important, and it is important that you get some help. And it's all right to talk to your friends, but it is time for some of you to reach out and talk to folks who make their living at helping folks. Mm-hmm. Don't let nobody sell you short. You stop selling yourself short. Your life is important, not only to you, but to us, because we want you to hang around for a while. We don't want you to fall victim, because there's way too many victims out there. So keep your family close. Everybody love one another. And trust and believe, we will be back this Thursday. Until then, we'll holler.